Listening Library presents Nightmares, The Sleepwalker Tonic by Jason Siegel and Kirsten Miller. Read for you by Jason Siegel. Prologue. It was 10:30 in the evening, and the only light in downtown Orville Falls came from the windows of the town's newspaper office. Inside, a young woman named Josephine was still hard at work at her desk. Every few seconds, her mouth stretched in a yawn. The lids of her eyes desperately wanted to shut, but Josephine refused to allow them. She was far too scared to sleep. For days, she'd assumed she was the only one. Now she knew that wasn't the case. An epidemic of nightmares was ravaging tiny Orville Falls. Townsfolk reported waking each morning with feelings of dread that they just couldn't shake. One of the newspaper's reporters had even written a story about it. The picture Josephine was sketching would accompany the article. It showed a pair of eyes lurking in the darkness. They were the same cold, heartless eyes that seemed to follow Josephine whenever she drifted off to sleep. She was adding more ink to the shadows when the chime of a familiar bell told her that the office door had opened. Josephine leaped to her feet, knocking over her coffee. She was sure she'd locked up, but even with her heart pounding loudly, she could hear footsteps crossing the floorboards. Josephine grabbed the sharpest thing on her desk, a letter opener, and went to investigate. Standing at the front counter was an odd little man.
"Good evening, miss," he said in an accent she couldn't identify. "I apologize if I startled you."
He didn't look sorry, she thought.